7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. At Station, I want you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, it's my good deed for the night. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Chargers do Miss Letha Jones, originally released on the BEAT label in 1959, but I ain't gonna lie. Off the compilation Frolic Dino Part 1, the CD version, came out in 1999 on Romulan. Before that, Jose Melis and his orchestra, Love is a Simple Thing. He was the music director for The Tonight Show while Jack Parr was the host. That came out in 1958 on the Seiko label. Danny Storm and the Strollers did Say You Do, a track originally released on the Piccadilly label in the UK in 1963. I got off the compilation Beat Beat Beat. Why did I not, you know, why did... Okay. Oh, well, I gotta edit that. Beat Beat Beat. And, I'll tell you what I played before that. You know, I get OCD this way. Anyway, this is okay. Anyway, before Danny Storm and the Strollers, The Mist did I'm Crying, track originally released in the Open label in 1968. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 4, came out in 1997 on Scrap. And then before that, The Dark Horseman did You Lied, a self-release from 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Florin in the 60s, Volume 1, came out in 2000 on Gear Fab. And we kicked it off with the new String-Alongs and How Lovely You Will Be. Came out on the Canadian Own J label in 1966. Anyway, coming up in this hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. I'll be honoring a request. Kathy, I couldn't find Grassroots in the house. Can you believe it? PM me what you want to hear. I'll lead off next week's show with it. Can't believe it. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
We'll be right back. her, you can play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
I just got home and I don't feel right. I went on a double date tonight. I'm trying to rest, but I feel uptight. My best friend's girl is out of sight. Watch them hug. My stomach turned and I got bugged. My girlfriend said, are you all right? My best friend's girl is out of cause you're not free. Even worse than that, neither is she. I'm sure that it's just plain infatuation, so you better back off, it's a bad situation. I kept telling myself, don't believe what you see, but somehow I felt she was digging on me. The hours passed like a long night. But it wasn't there. I kept on dreaming while I held her tight. Oh, my best friend's girl is out of sight. I started thinking out of line, pretending that his girl was mine. My eyes watched her the whole damn night. My best friend's girl is out of sight. Get a hold of yourself, cause you're not free. Even worse than that, neither is she. I'm sure that it's just plain infatuation, so you better back off, it's a bad situation. I kept telling myself, don't believe what you see, but somehow I knew she was digging on me. Ooh.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Street.
21 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard a couple of old ladies. Petula Clark, who is now 86 years old, doing Dancing in the Street, channeling Martha and the Vandellas from the I Know a Place LP, came out in 1965 on Warner Brothers. Before then, it was introduced by Honor Blackman, who today turns 94. Can you stand this? Anyway, by request for Darlene, she insisted, or I might lose half my listenership, Sonny Bono from the Interviews album, and it got a bum rap. It really did. This is actually a really good album. I don't care what anybody says. I've had it for over 30 years. My Best Friend's Girl is Out of Sight. Came out in 1967 on Atco. It has been reissued. Now, I think if they weren't going to make any money off it, or no one's going to at least be curious, they wouldn't have reissued it. Anyway, Leonard Nimoy, Lenny from the West End, and the Mission Impossible theme, another cut from Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, came out in 1967 on Dot. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Norman Greenbaum from Malden, Massachusetts, and his iconic Spirit in the Sky came out in 1969 on Reprise, and we kicked it off with Ed Wool and the Nomads, and a demo on promo on RCA Victor from 1966. And I Need Somebody, that song has been been compiled a number of times. The B-sides are James Brown cover. Not horrible, but you know, when I listened to the other side, because I found it up at Todd Farm, and I figured, geez, you know, I can't let a show go by and not play I Need Somebody. Anyway, it's in decent shape anyway. You know, doesn't sound like it was recorded behind a bank of friolators. Anyway, well, one more talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. I hope you're digging it. What I don't do to entertain the two of you. These are the Desperate Hours.
Sunshine can brighten the day, gold can lighten the way, but you know, none of them glow like you. Rainbows can fill the sky and chase away a storm, but I know I see you smile and I feel oh so warm. Moonbeams can light up the night, stars make the heaven look bright, but you know, none of them glow like you. Rainbows can fill the sky and chase away a storm, but I know I see you smile and I feel oh so warm. Moonbeams can make a heaven look bright, but you know, none of them glow like you. I said none of them glow like you. Glow like you. I said none of them glow like you. No.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Josephine is on the scene, and Peggy Sue's out there too. Yeah, Penny got me on the run. Lucille doing Peter Gunn. Now Mary Lou ain't got no shoes, and Barbara Randall's got the blues. Yeah, women, women on my back for it too. I used to think it was okay, a different girlfriend every day. Sally's calling on the phone. Women won't leave me alone. Yeah, I'm talking about women.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Bad might happen to you. 'Cause if you ran off with someone else, I know I couldn't control myself. If you start treating me unkind, if
Oh, yeah, we'll pass a three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard a band called The Coachman, an unreleased acetate, unknown recording date, but I got off the compilation, Psychedelic States, Missouri in the 60s, Volumes 1 and 2, came out in 2017 on Gear Fab. Well, that's The Villains, with a track released on the Bullet label in 1966, and Don't Ever Leave Me. I got off the compilation, Psychedelic Unknowns, Volume 8, came out in 1998 on Scrap. The Warlocks did Beware, a self-release from 1966, which made its way onto Back from the Grave, Volume 9, the CD version. Came out 5 years ago, hard to believe, on Crypt. And then we kicked it off. No, we did. Actually, before that was Emmett Lord. And actually, a major label release. Came out in Liberty in 1962. And Women, off the Sin Alley Volume 3 compilation. And then Charlie Blackwell kicked it off. And None of Them Glow Like You. Came out in 1959 on Warner Brothers. Anyway, do hope you're digging the show. Sorry for the little outburst at the beginning of the show. But everything sounds okay. I'll see when I play the archive tonight. But anyway, let's just bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Your love and kisses, your love and kisses, fulfilled all of my wishes. It's all I gotta have to make my dreams come true. You took me by the hand and made me feel just like a man, and little chills ran up and down my spine. You made me love you through and through, and when you kiss me like you do, it leaves me feeling awful fine. I gotta have your love and kisses, your love and kisses, fulfill all of my wishes. It's all I gotta have to make my dreams come true.
As usual.
Now that's good.
kind of like that, yeah. Now that sound bad. That's good. That sound real good. Now that's good. Yeah. I likes that. Yeah. Now that sound bad. Real bad. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, that's bad. Real bad. That's good. That's good. Man, that sound real good and bad.
I hold my
7:55 and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-wars from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. Okay, you just heard The Vandals and My Friend, previous unreleased acetate from the compilation Work It On Out, came out in 2001 on Norton. Before that, Jim Doval and the Gauchos did Good and Bad, originally released on Dawn in 1963. I got off the Las Vegas Grind Part 2, the CD version. Before that, the Rockin' Ghosts. They were from Denmark. And, well, appropriate anyway, but I pulled it on Sunday. Talk about pulling things. But anyway, here we go. Anyway. Yes, Rockin' Ghosts did Genghis Khan on the Metronome label, originally released on the Metronome label in Denmark in 1966. I got off the compilation. Let's Dig 'Em Up, The Count Game, came out in 2000 on No Time. Before that, Rick Nelson from the title track of the album of the same name, Love and Kisses, 1965 on Decca. And the Creatures kicked it off with Letters of Love, track originally released on the Jet Set label in 1965. I got off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 22, came out in 85 on AIP. Anyway, I never do this, and I'm really remiss, and a lot of people do tune into the show, and I expect so much of them, when tune in to a mess like this, really, you're just asking a lot. So, least I can do is shout them out, John Savory, Scott Corky, Kevin Manning, Brendan McGee, Mike Murray. He has a show called Whole Lot of Shaking. It's from 4 to 6 on differentradio.org. Check it out. Rob Brannigan, Listen from the Library. MJ Quirk, Darlene and Joe Lacey. Brian Parrish, Kim Toby. Robbie White, who hosts Unholy Alliance. God, I know I was going to get that wrong. It's WOWD, Sunday mornings from 9 to noon. In Tacoma Park, Maryland. Check it out. Melissa Jean, Kathy, I'll get to you grassroots next week. Tommy out in Stockholm. Beth in Akron. Nick, not sure where you're from. I believe you're from Lowell. Nicole. Linda Jean, who's working and going through a whole bunch of stuff and still tuned in. There's no excuse for the rest of yous. Mike Newman, Lee Limerick, and Donna Murray, who's been a loyal supporter of the show. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I want to leave you off with some travel music. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure was mine. Take care.
Next time you see me, things won't be the same.